Laid up by Trombay's Little Housewife.
What the fuck is this thing called again?
All right, y'all. So here we are again with another motherfucking episode of motherfucking Shameless Pillow Talking this motherfucking bitch. I know, yeah. I know I be cussing a lot. I'm sorry.
So extra.
It's okay.
I mean, shit. Like, you know, I got my bitches in here with me. You know, I got my White Claws in here with me. You know, I got my vape in here with me because, you know, I like blowing these motherfucking clouds, bitch. I'm kidding. So, episode 51 in the bag. Popping out like we never motherfucking left. Thank you to all of you that tuned into the live last week. You know, it was lit. It was always lit as shit. You know, I had to bring back, you know, my dear little stars of Shameless Pillow Talk. You know, we missed them so much. Introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. Come on, it's talk. Niecy Nash, LaToya, Lindsay, whatever the fuck y'all want to call me. I'm back, and I got some shit to say.
Ooh. What's up, y'all? Y'all already know who it is. The baddest bitch on the track, on these lanes. About to hit it in the mainland in about 2 motherfucking days at Metamorphosis. On Instagram, bitch. I'm a little drunk, y'all, so don't judge me. But anywho, come on, Larry. Let's get this shit started. These hoes know who I am.
All right. So we're gonna be kicking so we're gonna kick this off with self-accountability and holding your loved ones accountable.
Yeah.
We get on.
Come on,
we are adults. Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck does that mean to y'all?
Bitch. If you say something, do it. It's not hard. We're adults. Like just And if you don't do it, then be accountable for the fact that you fucking failed me.
Girl, that literally you literally just sounded like you wrote a motherfucking paper in college for the fucking,
like a discussion
paper?
The discussion shits or whatever, where they'll be like, explain why the sky is blue, and then I'll be like, because the sky is blue because, you know, the blue is the color of the sky, and I love the color blue.
Because God loves the goddamn Cowboys, baby.
Okay, here she go with this shit.
Yeah.
No, but on some real
but
shit.
But for real, like, it's not that hard.
It's not.
Like, accountability, it is what it is. It's not, this doesn't even just go for, like, loved ones. This goes for colleagues, coworkers, mama, your second twice removed cousin. I don't care who you are.
Exactly. Like, I feel like there comes a point in time when everybody has to grow the fuck up and become adults and shit. And, okay, so if I tell you I'm gonna do something and I know I can't fucking do it, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not gonna ghost you. I'm not gonna, you know, hide from you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm gonna own up to this shit and be like, you know, look, I'm sorry I can't make it. Like, I can't do this or whatever. Like,
Larry's a liar. He'll fall asleep and leave you at the bar, and that's from experience.
Girl, didn't nobody tell you to go to that bar? You knew exactly where the fuck I was. You had my location. You could have stopped by and got me.
Oh, I'm going to meet you there. See you in a little bit, friend. Anyway.
Listen, I don't know if you know this, but sis, if you wasn't where you were supposed to be, I pop up.
Bitch, I was. You said you were on your way, motherfucker, and I waited. That was, you know what? We're not talking about that. It could be the same day. Never mind. Anyways, y'all.
Exactly.
Long story short, bitches, mean what you say and say what you mean. Stop with the empty gestures, people. It is 2020. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. God damn it. Either you gonna come over and fuck or you not. Man. Either you gonna meet me down at the bar or not. Bitch, you gonna meet me for dinner at fucking Raising Cane's or motherfucking McDonald's.
Bitch.
Something. Like, just do it. Like, don't commit. People in this generation, in this time, Generation X, Z, whoever the fuck, Alphabet Soup, don't have They don't know anything about commitment and fucking true friendships, true relationships, the meaning of all that.
Okay, can I just
like,
say
come on,
people. I'm a type 2 and I'm a people pleaser and I hate telling people.
Oh, we're breaking
no,
you from that. We're breaking
learning.
You from that in 2020.
Right.
I know, and I am learning because it's really hard because I will tell everybody yes, and then my plate is overwhelmed. And then it gets to the time or day of, and I'm like, damn, why did I tell all these people I would do it? And then I feel bad,
yes.
So I do it anyway.
So you want me to step in?
You have to take care of yourself.
You want me to
first.
Step in?
Yes.
You want me to step in and, you know, you want to take over your calendar for 2021, girl?
Yes.
Like, yes, baby. Over Larry, so she can stop spreading herself.
If you can't make it, you just can't fucking make it. I don't know why the fuck you told.
But I try to make it to everything.
I'm trying to make it to everything. You know me. Listen, now I stay in the motherfucking house.
Larry will be like, no.
I'll be like, no.
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 No. Larry, how many times I done told your ass when you was here? No, can't make it. No. I didn't get an invite. Oh, no, no, I'm not going. Who all over there?
Demi will be the first to be like, no.
Ma'am, you should be like,
with the capital
me in my energy.
Ma'am, you should be like, uh-uh, no.
You better let them know, LaToya. You better let these hoes
ma'am
know.
Ma'am was like, is it your birthday? No, I can't make it. Sorry.
No. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, you didn't buy
and
a house?
Larry will be the... Larry will be the first one to not even text
right.
you back.
Like, now listen.
This is true
or
as well.
If he does text you back and he's like, who's all there? And you name one person he don't like, just know he
listen,
ain't coming.
My
period.
Whole thing is, no. If I don't want to go, I'm not about to go. My whole thing is, if I tell you no and you still keep pressing the issue, bitch, then I might block you. So quit playing with me.
And then he won't come. He won't come the next time either.
Right, I sure the fuck won't come the next time and the time after that. No, leave me the fuck alone. I said no.
Time after time, he won't come.
And I'm just gonna say too, you have like, I hate like a person that's always like, oh, invite me. But if I consistently invite you and you don't show up, I'm not inviting your bitch ass no more.
Exactly. Thanks. My whole thing is, I spent like the whole, like my whole life being a fucking people pleaser, and that stressed me the fuck out. It was always like, I'm always saying yes to everybody.
Me?
I'm always, you know, trying to make shit happen. I'm always trying to, you know, be that person that shows up to support everybody. But you know what? At the same time, I need to look out for myself. I need to look out for who the fuck I am. I need to look out for my well-being because guess what? I've had a lot of things that I, you know, a lot of events or whatever, blah, 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 whatever the fuck a motherfucker didn't show up for, i.e. my birthday last year. So...
Ooh.
So, I said I was, you know, I wasn't going to be petty on that, whatever. But it just happened. Like, if...
Just so y'all know, I live across the country. He ain't talking,
I'm talking
about me.
About,
or me.
That I invited that was within arm's reach and still didn't show up. But.
Golden hot tea, bitch.
At the same time, like I said, I had to learn the hard way. Like, you bend over backwards for all these fucking people and don't nobody bend over backwards for you. So, what the fuck do I look like? Mm-hmm. What the fuck do I look like making myself readily available all the fucking time when I be having shit to do too? I have a life to live too.
Hold on. So, I just want to intervene really fast because if you know me or Larry or Demi too, we're extra. So when you invite us somewhere, it's not just us. We're picking out branded outfits. We're bringing food. We're bringing balloons. We're bringing a mariachi band, like the whole nine yards. So it's not just like wake up and go for us.
Pretty
it's
much.
Like we're bringing the whole goddamn party.
Right.
It's exhausting. And
girl,
these people won't even bring
it's very exhausting
to your party.
Right. So I'm like, bitch.
Girl, bitches, they won't even bring paper cups. Dixie cups.
We'll not bring shit. And I'd be like, you know what? It takes so much out of me to get ready to just do shit.
It does.
So if you invite me and I say I'm going to come, I expect
I put a lot of effort and a lot of money into it.
I put a lot of effort, a lot of money.
Listen,
this outfit that I bought wasn't cheap.
Right, because it can be on the gram.
These shoes wasn't cheap. This YSL belt wasn't cheap.
This lash belt wasn't cheap. These nails.
Hey, like nothing that I'm doing is cheap right now because listen, I'm going all out for you and I want you to go all out for me if you know if the tables return. But motherfuckers always wanna you know, I don't even know what the fuck to call it. Like I said, I invite people to shit, motherfuckers don't be showing up. So now it's a new coop.
So I don't fuck with too many people because I don't got time for the bullshit.
That you have to spend a bunch of money on your friends. But like just be present.
No.
That's really what we want is you just to be present and to share that experience or moment or celebration with us, and y'all can't even do that.
Exactly. And you know,
that's all we're asking.
It's like, you know, my whole thing is, like I was saying on the last episode, I was about ready to quit doing this whole podcast thing because I was like, I'm not getting the support that I want, blah, 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 blah. And I really had to take a step back and be like, bitch, this is my shit. Everybody knows that when I do Shameless Pillow Talk or whatever, you know, I ask, you know, I put it out there. Like, I don't ask people individually because I want to give everybody a fair shot.
No.
And I have enough, unless people request you back or unless I want you to be back on this episode to relate to a certain topic.
Yes.
And I know you can relate to it. So any other time, I put it out there, everybody be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to show up. So me, now that you know... I'm living like this different lifestyle, bitch. I'll be busy. I'll be out here, you know, doing whatever the fuck I need to do. Like, you know, I'll be taking care of business. I'll be running my shit. So if I invite you or if you tell me when to do it and you reserve a time, I'm going to make time for that. Now, the whole connection thing that I got, you know, it like the whole whatever, like sometimes, you know, I'll be a little late or whatever, blah, 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 blah. But it's like I'm always around that time. If you just completely don't show up, completely whatever, blah, 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 you can't come back to my shit. That's just how I think about it. If I invite you out somewhere, and you got two times to not show up because I don't give people
exactly
You got 2 times to not show up.
Exactly.
And you can't, and I'll never invite you nowhere else again until I fucking feel like it. Mm-hmm. And that may be next year, the year after, 5, 20 years from now. You might not even be invited to my fucking funeral playing with me. All I'm saying
right. is, period. And I know, girl, a lot of people can be like, oh, well, that's different, Coop. Like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Okay, so that does not mean that you have
to. That means you don't have shit going on.
Not only that, so it doesn't have to be face to face. So when I graduated college, Larry was already gone, but he made a point to be available so he could watch my graduation ceremony online. Sure, there are ways that you can celebrate your friends from a distance.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to, like, be at their house. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, always make it to something. Like, you can send a card in lieu of, you know, being somewhere, or just let that person know you're thinking about them. If you can't make it, or you just don't want to go, there's other ways to be present and be supportive and not always be there.
Right, because baby Lynn, when I tell you,
and she said the key word, guys, right, support. If you bitches claim to be real friends, if you claim to be anything to me, LaToya, or Larry, be a fucking good right. supporter. You don't have to. It's not right. asking much.
Nope.
It costs you $0 and 0 cents. Exactly. You fake asshole.
And my thing is, like, you know, if I tell you I'm gonna show up to something, if I literally give you my word that I'm gonna show up to something, that's all I got. It's my fucking. That's all I got.
I'm showing up,
and you can count on me being there. So, like she said, you know, mm-hmm. like she said, you know, I made time. I could not make it to her graduation, but baby, I was drunk out the night before, and I made sure that I was up. I set an alarm and everything that I was gonna watch this bitch on TV. Now I watched every fucking thing. I didn't realize the graduation was gonna be that long, and I didn't realize that I could have slept a little longer. But bitch, I was up and I was ready for
mm-hmm. that bitch was long.
Look, commitment,
shot and everything. I was like, bitch, come on, walk across this damn stage.
And he sure did, and he posted it, and that was
say the word.
And I felt the love. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you don't have to physically be there,
right? You don't have to physically, like, be somewhere to support somebody. Like, you can literally, if you literally just, if even like on my birthday, like, just somebody sending me like a happy birthday means a lot. So, you know, like, it's just little things.
But
especially for my friends.
And I have started on Twitter too, like, every Sunday, check on your friends. And I'm really horrible about this, and I know my friends are not the greatest.
Me too.
But, like, check on your people. A random message out of the blue can make or break someone's day, life, week, whatever. Just do it. It costs you nothing to send us. Like, it costs you $0. Like, just be present. Check on your people. It's not hard.
Like, I mean,
we're all busy. And I will tell you, Larry hates the I'm busy motherfucker. Listen. Because we're all busy. Or the I'm going through some shit motherfucker. Because we are all going through some shit.
Don't you ever fix your mouth to tell me that you was fucking me over because you was going through some shit.
Like, bitch, we all going through shit in 2020. Right, whole pick a bitch.
And I think that goes
tap any bitch on the shoulder.
Exactly. And I think that goes into another topic. I think that's on the list. It's like, normalize saying no.
Girl.
Yeah.
Without even a fucking excuse. Like, I don't wanna sit there and be like, you know, try to give you an excuse on why, you know, I couldn't make it to something, bitch. I just didn't want to fucking come.
Right, like, I don't care that your aunt, second cousin's ex-boyfriend's mama is in town. I don't care that your cat died. I don't care that you're tired.
I don't know them hoes.
Just say no. Like, right. Just say no. And I am saying this as a total hypocrite because I don't say no.
Oh, we're going to get you right.
We're getting it because I just...
Larry, 30, get her together.
2021.
We're going to get LaToya together.
I'm telling everybody. I'm telling everybody.
Get her together. Wrap her ass up with the truth, Larry. Get her.
Because Listen, you're going to stress yourself out, you're going to burn yourself out, and the next thing you know, you're going to be in a mood, you're going to be talking about fuck the world, and blah, 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 everybody wants everything from me, and I'm just one person. Girl, listen, they've been there, done that, they screamed about me being one fucking person, and nobody understands my fucking life, and I'm like, bitch, didn't nobody tell you to put yourself in a situation? No way. You should have just fucking said no. So that's when I started fucking saying no. Like, bitch, I can't make it, and you're going to have to deal with that. Because guess what? Motherfuckers do me the same way. They be like, oh, I can't make it. Oh, I'm not coming. Or whatever. Blah, blah. And don't. I would rather you just be like, look, bitch, I ain't want to fucking come.
I let a bitch know real quick. Yeah, I ain't making it.
Listen.
At least I will let you know. And bitch will not show up.
Demi will tell you no before you even ask.
Period.
Like, dead ass.
Like, girl, like, don't be playing in my fucking face. I'm like, listen, if I just can't do it. I always say no. People are like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Hey, if I don't want to go into that, normalize
right
me being able to say no without having to explain everything.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. So, you know,
What's next, Larry?
So this one dude, he asked me why I stopped giving dudes the time of day. So listen, I posted on Twitter a couple days ago. I said, I just be saying anything to these dudes and for what? Most of the time, I be bored. So I feel like niggas give me the same, you know, treatment. So they just be saying whatever sounds good. They just do whatever the fuck, you know, they want. They don't have no regards to nobody's nothing. Like, nobody's feelings, nobody's nothing. These motherfuckers will literally out their mouth say, I love you, and did not even mean that. So, I'm tired of dudes and they bullshit. I'm tired of, you know, always being the butt of, you know, a joke to you that wasn't funny to me. Like, I'm tired of them making me look stupid. So, guess what? It's my turn. Uh-huh. It's my turn.
Because I know what I bring to the table, and y'all be playing. Exactly.
And y'all don't want me to,
play all fucking day.
I'm like, sometimes I'd be trying to suck the soul out of your dick, and y'all can't even appreciate that.
They don't appreciate
it. Right.
Honestly.
Bitch, I be trying to let these hoes, I'm like, listen, I'm a fucking Libra. I'm out of this world, bitch.
I'm a Libra too.
My Libra says know what it is. We bring that cosmic sex, bitch. You ungodly ass dudes on this third dimensional realm are so fucking
right,
trashy.
It's
ridiculous.
I don't like it.
Like, we just can't deal with you
exactly.
motherfuckers no more.
If you can't hang, that's fine.
It's stupid. I don't like it.
You don't deserve
it.
Hell no. None of them ever fucking do. There ain't a single motherfucker out there that does.
Exactly. Exactly.
Period. And they always want to figure that out too late. Like, I tried to tell you.
Sent you an SOS signal,
exactly.
Sent you an email,
down Barney
a messenger pigeon.
Exactly. The shit's dumb, and I don't like it, and anybody that got an issue with it can fight me.
Over it.
And then they always get mad when you play their game. I could say some names, but I
won't. Do you want to?
No names. I mean,
2021 is all about staying with your chest now.
Oh, I'll say it with my whole chest. And y'all can tell him. I'll let y'all decide which Joe I'm talking about.
Wait.
Talk your shit.
Which one you talking about?
Girl. You know. Who else got his own game played at him and he was big faulty?
You're a dirty little bitch.
But that's fine. He already hates me. I'm blocked anyway. Vienna sausage.
He might listen to this.
So, that's okay.
He might listen.
It's okay.
Suck for him.
Hey, I'm blocked anyway, sis.
Let him listen.
I mean, y'all know I don't give a fuck. It's like, whatever.
And Larry, you should know a Libra don't give two fucks.
And you motherfuckers will play the game, and then when we play it on you, it's like, why are you being like that? Why are you treating like that? You're just a fucking bitch. Okay,
I mean, I am a bitch. I'm not even going to lie to you about that.
A whole ass bitch.
Exactly. We're honest about it.
Right. But y'all want to play the game, and then you show us your hand, and then we play you, and you'll get mad. It's not my fault, TP.
Tell Jesus. Tell white Jesus.
Tell your
maybe
mama.
He cares.
Maybe she cares. Shit.
He said white Jesus.
Like the fuck. Yes, yeah. Darling. White Jesus.
White Jesus.
You know the one who's never been there for
y'all
us.
Y'all know black Jesus right. don't care.
Exactly. Ain't nobody seen that whole since the rapture,
sick.
Girl.
I am sick of you.
Y'all, I've been gone for
a
month.
Oh, I told you, Larry. I got motherfucking time today, bitch.
Too.
I'm on leave.
Mine started at...
I only work a 2.5-day work week, so I might be able to make an exception for the
mine
podcast.
Mine started
tonight.
At what time?
Boom.
5 this morning?
Mine started on Friday at 07.
Get it.
So who got the next topic? Because I want to know.
Balancing your masculine and feminine sides as a man and how that contributes to your happiness.
Oh my gosh, I have something to say as a heterosexual female. Y'all do you. Like, for real, who cares if you want to... Larry wore a goddamn cheerleading outfit. For Halloween.
And I live and stand.
Like, Gabrielle Union, step it up.
Ate it.
Do you. And anyone, because the thing is, y'all will sit here and be like, oh, he's gay. He's a faggot. He's this. He's that. He's feminine. But I promise you.
But he's also a faggot that'll hit you in your mouth.
Larry will fucking run you these hands any day of the week. And I'm saying that from experience. I've watched him numerous times. So, do you, boo boo. That's all I got to say.
All I'm saying is, bitches, when it comes to people balancing their masculine and feminine energies, this is all, again, on a cosmic level. Let people express themselves how they fucking want to, because guess what? This is their life. This is how they are being expressing themselves. How's it affecting you? And is it fucking you over? Are they fucking you?
Because if a lesbian wants to go look like a dude, no one says shit. But if a guy wants to go do, or go, even if a heterosexual male wants to go get a pedicure, all of a sudden it's gay. I didn't know taking care of yourself was gay.
LaToya, don't get me started on that, because you know how I feel. I'm going to give these straight men the fucking third degree when it comes to that taking care of yourself, because you same bitch-ass dude are the same ones that got a problem watching your asshole because it's gay.
That part.
Y'all talk about it.
That part. Because y'all really will, y'all will literally sit around and act like moisturizing or washing your feet or washing your butthole or doing anything to take care of yourself is gay.
It's gay. I'm like, Negro! Since when is hygiene gay?
Like, walking around with dirty fingernails ain't the business, because you're not sticking them to me. I can promise you that.
Touch me.
Exactly. Like, do y'all not understand the concept of just fundamentally hygienic things?
No, their mamas didn't love them enough.
What raid you do? Fucking wildebeest something. Girl.
Because y'all nasty.
I'm telling you, dudes, now, don't come over into me and my fellow Libra's court or my friend's court thinking you better get, you better slide with dirty fucking fingernails, flies around your asshole because you feel it's gay. For like, really? Listen. Like, I could go, Larry, you know, we've already had like several episodes about hygiene from a secret store.
I do.
I don't care if you use a 3-for-1. Use something.
I care.
We'll start there. Okay, so I do care. I prefer you not to, but it's better than nothing. Better than nothing. There's guys out here that are just straight up not washing their face, period. But listen, if you have Irish Spring, don't talk to me. If you have Irish Spring in your shower,
we were just talking about that. We were just talking about that last night.
Shit is nasty.
Bitch, if any of you dudes use a motherfucking Old Spice, do not hit my line. Goodbye. I will block you.
There's so much more to the world.
I'm not. There is, and it costs the exact same. The exact same.
Like,
also, if you have not changed your toothbrush in the last month, don't talk to me neither, because y'all will have bristles.
If you ain't changed your towel in the last 6 months,
if you ain't washed your sheets,
and if you don't wash your sheets today, it is Sunday. You nasty.
It is Sunday. Bed is stripped, bitch.
Thank you. And it. Every Sunday. And if your bed's on the floor,
don't ever speak to me.
Girl!
Don't ever formulate your lips to say Lindsay's
don't look at me,
nothing.
Don't talk to me. Don't say shit to me.
Exactly.
Like, none of that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Fuck what y'all think. Let people be themselves. Do themselves. Larry rock the fuck out of that Clover's outfit. The same way I rock the fuck out of that 22
I remember that.
Hey, part of 2018,
I remember that.
Mama talking about...
Bitches.
Larry and I would get bored.
Don't play with us. Don't play with the gays. Don't play in the gays' face.
I'm getting this neck piece made, and I was just like, bitch, you could have just said you was wearing hair.
You know what, Larry? It's funny you bring up that neck piece, because I'm going to send you a picture of the actual neck piece that I told you I changed out, because you would not stop burning me up about that neck piece. I do have the diamond choker.
This bitch walked in, literally. I'm going to send you the picture. And 2 hours later, talking about... Oh, you know, I got my hair. I had to get my hair done. Bitch, you didn't say shit about hair. You didn't say shit about hair.
And that's the thing. It's like I said, if a girl wants to go rock like some gray sweatpants and an oversized tee, it's not channeling their masculinity. Like, I hate the double standards. It's so stupid.
I don't like it.
Right.
I don't like it.
Fucking ridiculous.
I don't fucking like it.
It's trash.
Ain't nobody got time.
Listen, I just want to say, period. If you're just a judgmental bitch, like, we're not taking that nasty, stank, coochie energy.
Please, we got enough to worry about in 2021. Jeez.
We're not doing it. Right.
No stank, coochie energy this year.
Period.
Yes. Okay, I have a topic,
what
y'all.
You got?
It's like eating me away.
Okay. What's up?
Talk your shit, Linsu.
Okay, so to text them, or not to text them, who suffers more?
Bitch, me.
I think the person who's about to text.
Bitch, me.
It's always me. It's always me.
I feel it will always be the person
because
about
why?
To text it.
You know why? Because it goes back into living rent-free. Because they don't give a fuck. Because there's that thing. Y'all know I love to talk about Mama Brenda because Mama Brenda be spitting straight facts. Okay. Mama always said if they wanted to,
that's
they
a topic.
Would. And so they didn't.
Mama's
so
right.
Like, right. And there's also the 72-hour rule. It's always me because I always, one, I'm a Libra and I'm a type 2. I always want to mend everything.
I always want to be
on the same page.
Yes.
And it's so exhausting when the other members are on the other end don't give a damn. I always suffer more. But the thing is, it's always stupid too, because I know if I text them, they'll text back. But if I don't get the energy or the response I'm looking for, then I'm just mad I texted you, because now I look like a clown and I'm not
supposed to be circus. That's just dumb, and I don't like it.
But it's also going to like normalize saying what you want to say, because I'm going to say it with my whole chest in 2021, and y'all aren't about to recognize who the fuck I am.
I've gotten to the point where I just don't even send a text no more. But I do understand the angst of being in the moment, and you're suffering, because there's this one officer that I really want to fuck.
You stay with the officer.
Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to be where the money at, bitch. I'm trying to be where the money at.
Listen, I'm just going to say that these enlisted boys can sling some dick on twins on bed.
Where the money resides, where the money resides, where the money resides.
Period.
Y'all know who the ratchet one is, because it's definitely not me.
That's what I'm trying to be everywhere with the money.
Girl summer.
That's all.
Red. Boom. God is on my side. Yeah, and so in 2021, I'm trying to be where the money resides.
Period.
Who are these people, y'all? I just want y'all to know I don't know them in real life. They found me on the side of the road, and I just stayed. Okay, they're cute.
Don't try to act like you don't know us, LaToya.
Exactly.
Okay, I just want y'all to know, for the record, Larry hated me for like 3 months, and I met this bitch throwing up in the fucking bathroom.
Bitch, you tell the story every episode. Bitch, they know I hate you, and they probably think I hate you now.
You right, but it's been a couple months, and there's new listeners, so they need to know that you weren't shit, ain't
you
shit
right?
Now, and ain't gonna be
you
shit.
You motherfucking right?
Stand up in your shit, Larry.
You motherfucking right? The fuck you mean?
Right. Listen, let Larry talk shit, because I will post this picture of him eating Popeyes in the bathtub.
Oh,
you want to talk about how I made it first, and how we saw this boy on Tinder who had it second?
Oh. Right.
Like, sir, what are you doing?
Shit. We're so stupid. Okay, so I guess what we learned is that the one who wants to text is the sufferer, and it's stupid. Don't send the text. It never works out. It gets feelings hurt.
Yeah, girl, just keep being... Girl... In 2021, let's just continue to be savages. Fuck these dudes.
Right. Our pussy is too good to be texting for.
I'm a savage. Shoot him. Shoot him. Choke him. Stab him.
That's a super savage. That's a super staying savage,
that's,
girl.
That's energy.
Y'all are ratchet.
Ooh! Hey.
You know, she put me under that one. She put me under that one. Shoot him, choke him, and stab him, bitch.
Ooh.
Period.
Manifest that shit, y'all.
A lot of shit.
That's right.
A lot of shit. And you know what? For 2021, you know, me and my friends, we talk.
When y'all see me in a G-Wagon, mind your business.
Exactly.
When y'all see me picking from one of my 7 Teslas, listen, remember. Remember the name. Remember Shameless Pillow Talk.
When y'all see me with a new Louis bag every day of the week.
When me and
bitch, when you see me with 3 random dudes at different times, mind your fucking business.
When you see me and my bitches shopping on Rodeo, bitch, mind your fucking business.
When you see me and my bitches in the A or any city near you, and we dressed to the fucking tens, bitch. VIP, red rope, everything.
With lipo and a snatched waist.
Snatched motherfucking waist.
Exactly.
Boobs up, ass out. Mind your fucking business.
When you see me and my friends buying our next bodies for Christmas and birthdays, bitch.
Cool, buddy. Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
I said it.
Mind your fucking business, bitch.
I'm saying it now. 2021 is all about getting me and my friends rich. It's about getting me and my friends rich.
Everybody's eating.
Also, I'm just going to say something, so we're going to just move on to being ratchet for a second. If you, this goes back to supporting your friends, y'all.
It's free.
If you can't clap for your friends when you aren't winning, those aren't your fucking friends.
You're a sideline hater if you are not supporting your friends.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Seasons, people. We can't all be in the same season at the same time. And if we are, that's great. But if you're losing and I'm winning and vice versa, I'm going to clap for you.
Even if I don't fuck with you no more.
Queens fix each other's crowns, people. Exactly. I'm always going to be a sideline. I'm going to be on the sideline cheering for you always.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be a sideline hoe, bitch. I ain't never going to be a sideline hoe. But I'm going to be here cheering for you, even from a distance. Because we can't always... Energies change. We can't always be on the same boat. And that's fine. We're not going to rock together.
Right.
That is okay.
Exactly. Even if I don't fuck with you no more, guess what? I'm going to still clap for you. Because guess what? I don't.
Exactly.
Kudos, bitch.
Exactly. Because karma's a bitch, too, y'all. Y'all can't be over here being salty because it's not your time to win. There's a reason why you're not winning right now. And maybe you need to learn something. Same.
Period. Am I got time for this? Sir?
Different strokes for different folks, y'all.
Exactly. Ooh. Ooh, I know. I know one of these bitches can relate to this.
Oh shit.
One of these bitches can relate to this. Y'all ready?
Oh boy.
Okay.
I feel called out already.
Can your friends ask you for relationship advice?
No.
Hell no.
I'm glad we all are on the same page.
Okay, so you can, but you're gonna get your feelings hurt.
I'm not sugarcoating anything, and I keep trying to tell y'all, like Randy Rosario say, I'm the friend you do not want to call because I'm gonna tell you to stab him or to leave him or her.
Okay, yes. So it depends on the conversation, because I'm always gonna hype you up to do some dumb shit. Like, you want to go listen, Larry used to be driving all around the island. I'm like, yes, friend, mm-hmm. even though he needed to be in the head. But yeah, like Jimmy said, I'm gonna tell you to stab him or leave him. Like, that's just it. Like,
I don't have a us Libras don't have a great ear.
I'm gonna give you no. And then sometimes I'm just gonna tell you what you want to hear because that's what you want right then and there. And it's probably not a good idea. But I'll be there to console mm-hmm. you when you get your heart broke too. I'm not gonna just leave you high and dry.
Exactly.
But you're gonna be out here doing some dumb shit. You're gonna be doing some
dumb shit. And the crazy part about it is me. You know, I'd be like, yeah, bitch, I support you. Yes, bitch, let's go do it. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And Larry will. He's not
fully support. Just ask about
summer 2028 and summer
2029.
2018
to 2019, bro. Listen.
Or 2019, 2018. Ooh, bitch, we were in high school.
Listen, because me, bitch, but I'm type of bitch. I'd be like, oh, he cheated on you. Let me go lace up my Black Forces. Let me go put these fake license plates on my car real quick. And let's go ride out and smoke his ass. What the fuck?
Bitch, he pulled out the Black Forces. You know you in danger, bitch.
1920. Right. Me and Larry were so reckless for two summers. Like, don't ever. Please don't take advice from us. Like, we're going to hype you up and we're going to be here for you. And then when you get your heart broke or you get played, it's fine. We'll just get you drunk and we'll cry together. And
it'll be just fine.
That's supportive.
It'll be just fine. I promise you. We ain't going to let nothing bad happen to you. I promise.
We might, like, wreck a car, get a DUI. Right.
The thing about it is, though, we got money to get the shit fixed. We got money to bail ourselves out. Like, you know, bitch, like,
no,
like that part. Bitch.
This is why you support your friends, because they're going to come in clutch when you need them.
Message home. Listen,
my friends can call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, hey, well, you know, now. My friends call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, hey, look, I got arrested. I got a DUI. Can you come bail me out, bitch? Guess what I'm going to do? On my way to the ATM. On my way to the ATM. Fill out this money.
Right. Again, not speaking names, but we drove around fucking Oahu looking for a and then rolled like 20 bitch. Deep to the hospital. Bitch.
Shout out to the first
I'm
and second
so
episode.
Mad.
Shout out. Shit.
You right.
Shit.
You
I mean,
right.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, y'all. I got one left. Uh-huh.
So, again, in short, do not take relationship advice from me.
Just please don't. Please don't do it.
Yeah.
Please. Now, look, call your other
take
friends.
Care.
Look, I got one last topic, because, you know, LaToya got to go to bed. She got to go to bed.
Yes,
but, you know what? I felt like, you know, stirring the pot and, you know, doing whatever. So, this one's for Demi.
Oh, God.
How fake can people be?
Oh, God.
How fake
can they be? They can be $2 bill fake. They can be $3 bill fake. These bitches nowadays, I'm using my third eye to dissect all these hoes and see
because
right
baby,
through their
we got our powers
soul.
On the 21st, remember?
On the 21st, baby, bitch. Yes. It started with your light body and it will eventually manifest in the mm-hmm. physical realm. Manifest, mm-hmm. bitches. Don't sleep on what we're saying. That Saturn-Jupiter conjunction is real. Fuck what you heard. But anyways, back on these fake hoes, Larry.
Oh, God.
Bitches will be so fake, like you said, to the point where they will smile in your face, secretly be trash-talking you behind your back. I don't trust what a person does in front of me. I'm more concerned what they do when I'm not around. If you don't have that same energy about me when I'm not there, bitch, You a fake ass hoe.
Say it again for people in
you a fake ass bitch made hoe, and I don't roll with bitches like that. Bitch, I'm a rich ass bitch from the South. I roll with heavy hitters everywhere I go, bitch.
Oh, hoe ass.
Every bitch I know, including me, all know how to thump hoe. So for you fake ass bitches, stay clear from me and my crew, because we don't got time for it. We on grown woman
fake
and grown men shit.
Bitches.
Like, stop being in my face. Like, just be real.
I'm liable to knock you out.
It's go back to what we said earlier. Be about your shit. Say what you mean what you say.
Promise you.
That's it.
And it's not just like what you say about me. So if we're all hanging out and somebody leaves and you are immediately like goes real in. Buddy buddy with her to her face, him or her, and then they leave and all of a sudden you're talking shit about them, miss me.
Fake asshole energy all day.
Exactly. Because I'm liable to beat your ass.
Because, girl, you don't know if I roll with that bitch
fat.
Four flat tires deep, bitch. How the fuck you gonna feel that comfortable to disrespect my homegirl in front of me? Bitch, you be lucky not to get
like the I said, one, y'all are about as fake as my titties.
Girl, I don't like it. And you gotta also think, Larry, a lot of people are opportunists. A lot of people are only looking at you or being around you and your group because of what they can benefit from it. So think about that. If we have good energy, if we have if we give so much, we'll give you the clothes off our back, we'll bail you out of jail with our own motherfucking hard-earned money. Some hoes are ops. They like, well, bitch, I know rolling with this bitch, I'm good no matter what. Even if I don't know how to fight, at least this bitch do. People are always trying to see what they can get from you.
Every single time.
And at this point, bitch, once I pull your card is pulled, bitch. Get your parking ticket validated on the first floor and do not pass go and collect $200, bitch.
Exactly.
What he said.
Exactly.
What he said.
I don't have time for the fake shit, Larry. I'm just like, we're too old. For that, like, bitch, y'all. I'm in my 30s. Bitch, I'm 33.
Bitch, you're 33.
And you don't have to like me, but just be real.
Just be like, girl, I don't rock with you like that.
Not everybody is going to.
Like,
exactly.
Like, if I don't rock with you like that, I just don't. But if we can be cordial or friendly, that's fine. But don't be trying to fake the funk all up in my face like we rolling like that. Like, no.
And, like, don't try and, like, humiliate me. Don't try to make me the butt of your joke to, like, make yourself look better. That's kind of cute.
That's weak bitch mentality all day. Weak, fake asshole mentality. When you try to big yourself up.
Energy.
Girl, what type of insecurity you think is that? Your
friends when you're not winning.
Fuck all them fake assholes, Larry. You fake ass, pussy assholes. Bye.
Bye, wig.
Bye, wig. Girl.
Because men will be like, only women do that shit. Men, y'all do that shit too. Y'all are some of the most trifling motherfuckers out there.
Trifling, man.
They didn't hear you, and they didn't hear you in the back. I promise you.
Ass bitches. Because y'all swear, oh, I don't do the drama. I don't do that shit. Y'all are some of the most judgmental ass motherfuckers.
Guys, y'all carry on in 2020 and probably in the next fucking few fucking years like females. A lot of y'all are bitch names. Except
because you'll do it. Listen, pick me ass bitch bullshit, and it's not cute if you're doing it to try and like get the girl's attention or like to prove your masculinity. That's just not cute. It's fake. We can see right through.
And y'all worse than no mask for mask dudes on Grindr. To be honest, y'all worse than
bitch. Separately bothers me
that whole I only want mask for mask bitch. You both fucking did. You still gay. One of y'all taking it up the ass, you still gay, motherfucker. Kinda, somebody bending over.
You know, it still kind of adds to, you know, the motherfuckers that be like, what is it? Yeah,
no fat, no fam.
And I'm just like, bitch.
And Larry, I tell people, I'm just like, hey, listen, I'm not interested. I made it normal to just say, I'm not interested. I'm not interested.
I had it on my profile when I had those, you know, those apps. But I was like, you know, I was like, make sure, you know, you have to make sure you have what you're asking for. Make sure you can provide what you're asking for. Because you can't say no fats, no fems, and you fat and fem. Sorry. Mask for mask, you like, you know, whatever. Or the bitches that be like, oh, you know, I'm a top wanting to bottom for some time. And I'm just like, girl, so you're a bottom. Got it.
Bitch, just say you verse.
Like, just say girl, you've never slanged dick in your life.
Exactly. If you ain't never slanged it, bitch, don't own up to it. Live in your truth, bitch. Who are you scared of?
Stop playing with me.
Please stop playing in my face.
And the thing is, it's like it takes more energy to be fake. Takes
way too much because you got to remember the
always
lie.
Always comes out. Exactly. And always. True you, your true colors always shine. Like just
always and forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know. Mm-hmm. Segment time. What did we learn?
Trust no nigga, trust no bitch.
Ooh. Period.
Thug mistress, fire,
before
bitch.
Your friends, clap. Always. We're all winning. It's not a race. Support your friends.
If you don't support your friends, you got stank coochie.
Biggest thing, support. You need a Yanni steam.
Stank coochie, bitch.
Mm. Oh, and for you guys, they do anal steams, too.
I am
nasty
done.
Bitches.
Oh, my God.
They need it. Especially on this hot-ass island.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, you know. Now we're done. Now it's time to say goodbye.
I love all you guys. Remember me at Metamorphosis. How can you forget the bitch who spelled phonetically out of the dictionary, you dumb hoe? Look it up. If you want to check me out on my podcast, I got that eighth dimensional chat, bitch. I just wrapped up season one, hoes. Link in my bio, bitch.
On that note, Niecy Nath signing out. I hate all of y'all. Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Bye, LaToya.
It's been real.
Bye, Larry Hoover.
I'll be back.
Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you guys for, you know, thank you guys for, you know, participating. Have any questions, comments, concerns? DM these bitches because, you know, they're getting your ass real quick. Follow me on there. Or if you want to
try
it. Questions, comments, concerns, topics, whatever, blah, blah, blah. If you want to be on the show, let me know. Follow the Shameless Fool Talk podcast. YouTube page coming soon. I know I keep saying that, but, you know, it's a new year, new me, bitch. And, yeah, thank you guys. Have a great night. Happy New Year.
You're welcome.
Love y'all.
Happy New Year. Bye. Bye.